Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, April the 8th, 2020. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to draw us closer to you. You do this by sharing your word and pointing the path that is before us. We thank you for the explanations that you have given of all the events that are taking place around us. We thank you that you have prepared us in advance for all of this. And we ask today that you would fill us with truth and understanding. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I came across an article in the Capital Times. That's the Capital Times website. The name of the website is The Cap Times, short for capital. The Cap Times, C-A-P. It was published on April the 5th, 2020, and the writer of the article is Kathleen Farrell, F-E-R-R-A-L. The title of the article is COVID-19 Pandemic Will Have Lasting Impact on How Religious Communities Connect with Members, Faith Leaders Say. The title again, COVID-19 Pandemic Will Have Lasting Impact on How Religious Communities Connect with Members, Faith Leaders Say. Here's the article. This year, the celebration of redemption and faith will look different. Because of COVID-19 pandemic, people cannot meet in person on Easter. So Mount Zion's pastor, Marcus Allen, is hoping to gather parishioners together in separate vehicles. He is seeking a parking lot in town large enough to accommodate people so they can pull in Easter morning, stay in their cars, and listen and sing along with each other out of their windows. That's what we're planning now, so hopefully we can make it happen, Marcus Allen, the pastor, says. It is one adaptation among many that religious congregations like Mount Zion are making during the pandemic as they seek new ways to come together spiritually. Mount Zion is also offering prayer telephone calls Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. online, morning devotionals, evening Bible studies, and Sunday services online. Many Christians, Jewish, and Muslim congregations also across the city are live streaming their services on Facebook or YouTube and are supplementing their normal weekly services with other programs to reach people. Local religious leaders say they have seen a lot of success in reaching new and old members during the COVID-19 crisis and say the pandemic has and will continue to alter how they practice their faith both privately and publicly. Folks are rethinking what it means to be a community. What is real community, says Reverend Curry Parker, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Council of Churches, a consortium of 2,000 congregations of more than 20 Christian denominations in the state. We've seen more innovation in the last 3 weeks than we've seen in the last decade as far as how we do church, she said. Parker said she had seen a variety of new programs, including virtual yoga classes at Trinity United Methodist Church in Madison and Meditations in the Meadow, a twice-daily meditation via Facebook Live from Oakland Cambridge Presbyterian pastor Scott Maurice, who speaks to people on his morning and evening walks. Other church leaders are writing letters to members and sending out CDs and written sermons to those who are not active online or have trouble accessing the internet. She said she'd also seen churches do an online coffee hour where members bring treats and coffee and have conversation via group chat and story time with youth pastors and movie nights using Netflix parties where churches can stream a movie online to a group of people. The council is providing resources for church leaders, including technical help on how to get sermons online and reach congregants who are not as tech savvy. They also have support and mental health resources for congregants and leaders and a weekly Zoom call where pastors can have access to a network of leaders who can help them guide and reach their members during the pandemic. The church has survived so many struggles throughout its history, and folks get anxious and worry about the forms of our faith so that they are afraid that it can't be observed, that we have to find ways of accomplishing our task, Parker said. But it is not the form of worship. We're worshiping someone else. The forms will follow if we keep our focus in the right place. Several major religious holidays this month, including Easter for Christians, Ramadan for Muslims, and Passover for Jews, have spurred new ways to mark holy occasions. Madison Muslims are preparing for Ramadan, which begins April the 23rd with a series of lessons on the Madison Muslims YouTube channel, led by Sheikh Hajj Jallo, leader of a Mahedan community center. Jallo is instructing people how to fast during the four-week-long holiday and also broadcasting Friday lectures along with children's programming. He's also calling members and doing virtual meetings as needed. The online thing is pretty good, but the challenge is people. They want to talk to you in person. They want to see you, he said. People miss one another. But he said he is encouraging members to seek the positives about the quarantine. We have to see the good. We have to read the good through it. Now we can spend more time with our children. We can teach them more things, Jallo said. In the normal days, people don't have the time often, so now hearts are open. The Benita Center has also created a relief program for neighbors of the mosque or anyone else in the community who is in need of groceries. Medina Center will deliver and or buy groceries wherever they are in Dane County. Our main focus right now is how to help people who are in need, Jallo said. If anyone is in need in Dane County, we have volunteers who are ready and we can be able to cover your groceries wherever you need it. We also have some online things for the volunteers for how to deliver these things to make sure you're safe. At Temple Beth El in Madison, Rabbi Jonathan Biak is also live streaming Friday evening worship on the temple's Facebook page. He records the services with his cantor as they keep their distance and last week adapted the Torah scroll reading with someone calling in to read it remotely. We're really trying to keep in touch with our members and maintain our level of programs, he said. He's also regularly calling members who are shut in, are not internet savvy, and could use encouragement, he said, telling people the importance of following stay-at-home orders. We're trying to weather the storm, even though we're shocked by this, so we have to be sensitive to people who are fearful, he said. At the same time, we need to be confident that there is an end to this, though we can't see it, and we have to be trusting that it's there. The temple has started a quarantine Jewish kitchen program, where a different congregant each week teaches other members how to make a Jewish dish. Last week, Biakke made roasted winter root vegetables. Another week, a member made karatzit, a traditional Passover dish with apples and walnuts. On Monday, cheesecake is on the menu. Lessons are broadcast at noon periodically on Temple Beth El Facebook page. There's also a Saturday morning Torah study where people look at the first five books of Moses and go over each week's reading along with Thursday night adult music lessons taught by the temple cantor. Bar and bat mitzvahs and other live events services are continuing at the synagogue, though they are also adapted to maintain a distance from one another. Celebrating Passover, which starts on the evening of April the 8th, is a difficult holiday to adapt because it centers around large family gatherings and a symbolically rich meal. That won't happen this year, but Biakke and his cantor will do a Passover Seder at the synagogue and broadcast it live so families can follow along with their family Seders in home. With the work Temple Bel El continues to do in the community, Biakke said he has a common Jewish saying, pray as if everything depended upon God and work as if everything depended upon you. We believe there is a sacred partnership between God and man, and we have to do the work on earth, he said. We do the work of God on this planet. God doesn't intervene in the affairs of humanity. For Christians practicing Lent, the 40 day that lead up to Easter, the pandemic has shed new light on what the holy stories told in the Bible mean and gives pastors real life circumstances to dig deeper into their meaning, said Parker of the Council of Churches. It's been interesting that this takes place during Lent, which is a season where we struggle with a sense of distance from God, a sense of penitence, a sense of struggling with what's wrong in the world, she said. Often, we go through our cycles of readings. We go, oh, I'm so familiar with these stories. But this is an extraordinary time, and it is making us dig deep and realizing that these sacred stories have been around for 2,000 years and many more in the case of the Old Testament, because we have such deep meaning to unfold. There is something new we can learn to tell us something that is true. Holy Week and Lent during the pandemic have prompted some Catholic priests at St. Maria Gorati Catholic Church to invite parishioners to pray alongside them during the priest's personal prayer routine. The liturgy of the hour, which is the five times of prayer daily required of priests, that prayer time is in addition to masses that are streamed live on Facebook Monday through Friday and Sunday. Members are still able to come to pray inside the church as long as it is under 10 people. The St. Maria priests have also started a fireside chat Facebook live stream program where they answer parishioners' questions and talk about life in the rectory, which has had a growing audience, said Father Bill, one of the priests at St. Maria Gorati. Our idea was to give people an opportunity to ask some questions and curiosities and offer a more of an informal discussion on that, so we can still feel like in some way we are ministering to our people, sharing our love for Jesus with them in the hopes that they too love Jesus and our faith inspires them and their faith inspires us. There's also a parallel in the Lenten season and quarantine in church history. Van Wager said, the word quarantine has historic roots in the Italian word quaranta, which means 40. During the plague and movements of pestilence, the rulers of both churches and civil officials would require people to do 40 days of isolation in prayer and fasting, he said. It's really sort of interesting that this is happening during the church's annual quarantine with 40 days of fasting. Despite the hardship, this time is meant to lead into the celebration of Easter. Even in this time, while we are under national quarantine, I think it's really important to be close to Christ and remember that Jesus rose from the dead. That means we have certain hope in the goodness of God and the love of God for us, he said. Rather interesting article. I thought I would share it with you. And the title of the article is COVID-19 Pandemic Will Have Lasting Impact on How Religious Communities Connect with Members, Faith Leaders Say. Published on April the 5th, 2020. And you'll find it in the Capital Times. When you're looking for it on the internet, it's the Cap Times. C-A-P. The Cap Times. A second article that I'd like to share with you today is found in the Cruz website. Taking the Catholic Pulse is the name of the website. The Cruz website, C-R-U-X. The title of the article, well, the date of the article's writing is April the 4th, 2020. And the writer of the article is Carol Glatz, G-L-A-T-Z. The title of this article is Googling Prayer Has Skyrocketed with Coronavirus Spread, Experts Say. The title again, Googling Prayer Has Skyrocketed with Coronavirus Spread, Experts Say. Here's that article. Google searches for prayer have surged worldwide in steps with the increased cases of COVID-19, according to a European researcher. Google searches for prayer continue to search and continue to spread. The rising interest in seeking information about prayer on Google skyrocketed during the month of March 2020, when COVID-19 went global, wrote Jeanette Benston, an associate professor in the Department of Economics at the University of Copenhagen, Denmark, and executive director of the Association for the Study of Religion, Economics, and Culture. Using Google Trends data on internet searches for prayer for 75 countries, she said she found that search intensity for prayer doubled for every 80,000 new registered cases of COVID-19. The findings were part of a preliminary draft study entitled, In Crisis, We Pray, Religiosity and the COVID-19 Pandemic. This preliminary draft study was released online on March the 30th for public comment. The working paper was to be updated with new data regularly, she wrote. Benzin, who authored a paper in 2019 looking at the impact natural disasters had on religiosity, said she wanted to study whether the COVID-19 crisis was impacting one of the deepest roots of human behaviors, religion. Specifically, she said, she wanted to know whether the pandemic had intensified the use of religion globally, given that the coronavirus has affected more than 200 countries to date. The data timetables showing search intensity on prayer is flat before a country registers its first case of COVID-19 and then drastically rises after the first case is registered in a country for all regions of the world, including Muslim-majority nations, she wrote. The increase in prayer intensity, documented here, are the largest in the world since anything has happened, especially since 2004, the earliest date for which the Google Trends data is available. Google Trends measures keyword searches as a share of all total searches, so any increase in internet activity doesn't skew the data. Benson concludes that we humans have a tendency to use religion to cope with crisis. The COVID-19 has proven no exception. The rise in prayer intensity supersedes what the world has seen for years and may likely continue to rise as the crisis worsens, she adds. In response to Benson's request for comments, some researchers cautioned her against the assumption that an increased share of Google searches for religious terms thus reveals an increased demand for religion. One U.S. professor of sociology said the data only proved that more people were Googling prayer, and without knowing the people's motives or background, it was not necessarily evidence of an increased attitude or love for religion. The searches could very well be people who would normally have attended religious services, but now can't. So rather than representing a net increase in a demand for religion, it may reflect a growing need to access resources and services online. But whatever the motives or reasons for the surge in searches, the online demand is real and massive, with some Catholic outlets already responding to the huge increases they have seen on their own platforms. James L. Rogers, Chief Communications Officer at the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, told Catholic News Service that as of March the 23rd, mentions for the USCCB on Twitter increased 2,783%, and the number of Facebook followers increased 172%, the second straight week of triple-digit increases. Correspondingly, the number of incoming messages to our Facebook account increased 177%. Many of the messages were prayer requests or advice on prayer, he wrote by email on April the 3rd. Rogers said it made him think of the 2015 Synod of Bishops on the Family and how prophetic its focus on the domestic church now seems. Practical advice for how best to start or strengthen the prayer space in your own home does seem to me to be driving a lot of the traffic. That's why our social media has tried to focus on simple ideas that anyone could try to get them started. Now notice this is the second article we're looking at. This one I took from the Catholic website, Cruz, Taking the Catholic Pulse. And you'll find it also on April the 4th, 2020. And the title is Googling Prayer Has Skyrocketed with Coronavirus Spread. Notice that in that first article, that particular article describes how the coronavirus has impacted how communities of faith interact with one another. That first article came from the Capital Times. You'll find that under the Cap Times. And the title of that first article was COVID-19 Pandemic Will Have Lasting Impact on How Religious Communities Connect with Members, Faith Leaders Say. The second article deals with the Googling for prayer. And if you know anything about the Catholic Church, you'll know that they tend to have the need to repeat prayers or to see prayers so that they could say them in their homes. This is not a freelance prayer operation in most cases. And that is the reason why, in this particular case, they find an increase for the Googling for prayers. These prayers are preset. And when the priest says them in the church, these people say amen, or they sing a little tune after. In any event, you notice the impact that the COVID-19 has had on worship in all its phases, in all its denominations. And you and I need to understand that this is the introduction to a coming together in some ways that you would not believe except you know God's word. He has said already that ultimately all of these people will find themselves in unity, and they will ultimately blame one group, those who keep the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus. And you and I need to be ready. We need to be ready today. We need to make sure that our hearts are filled with the love of God. We need to make sure that we are filled with the strength and the faith and the endurance that only God can give. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you continue to warn, that you continue to inform. Today we place ourselves again in your care and keeping, asking that you would give us that which we need, from which we can get no other source other than from you. We thank you in advance for what you will do for us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, April the 8th, 2020. Thank you.